Now, Bob, you were tasked recently, a month ago, by City Manager Dick Wilson to conduct a supplemental investigation into Santa Cruz PD spying on last night parade organizers. And you recently released the report, was made public. In your conclusions, you found that the civil rights of the group members were violated by the Santa Cruz PD spying on them. But you also found that no laws or local policies were broken.
You have to stop a second.
Sure.
You made a number of statements, and I want to clarify a number of things. First of all, I didn't release the report, and it wasn't my decision to release it. It was the city's decision to release it. Let's see, what are the other things? I think I was pretty clear that the law in this area, the federal and state case law, is not as clear as I would like it to be, and I can't be absolutely definitive that any court reviewing it would agree with me, but I did include, number one, in my opinion, the civil rights of the organizers were violated, and as well, I believe that most courts would be very likely to agree with me in that assessment based on the current state of the case law.
In your report, you only spoke with Deputy Chief Vogel and Lieutenant Escalante. Why was that?
The issue that I was attempting to understand was how the actual decision to utilize undercover officers was made. That was the aspect of Deputy Chief Vogel's report that I felt was uncertain.
Were you satisfied with the results of how and why the Santa Cruz PD conducted this spy operation?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. I'm satisfied that I've answered most of the questions that I had, but apart from the issue of whether or not the organizers' civil rights were violated, I think one of the other issues that is clearly laid out in my report is the extent to which the department failed to give enough due consideration before making the decision that they did, and failed to adequately supervise what was going on from an administrative level.
As the independent police auditor, you review a lot of complaints from citizens and other, you review other internal affairs within police departments. In your view, based on everything that you've read and the interviews you've conducted so far, how can this be prevented in the future?
My view at this point is that I think there needs to be a two-pronged approach. I would like to see a policy that is fairly explicit so it provides guidance, because one of the things that is apparent from what's happened here is that there isn't enough guidance. There certainly was no guidance in local general orders or ordinances, but there's also not nearly enough guidance in state and federal law. So I think the first thing is it would be ideal to have rules that provided fairly clear guidance on what the parameters are and what the considerations are and how a supervisor or manager in a police department goes about evaluating what the choices are. And then I think the second aspect, I was not of this mind before I did the investigation, but I think now I am. There's got to be some sort of reporting out, whether it's to the city manager, whether it's to the public safety committee, whether it's to the city council. There's got to be some sort of reporting out, in the last quarter, the following operations were mounted, and these were the activities, et cetera. I'm not arguing that that information be made public, but there's got to be a way that the power structure outside of the police department has an opportunity to review and be informed regarding any specific operations that are going forward. And the reason I feel this way, in part, is because it strikes me as pretty obvious that, in part, the organizers attempted or intended a political message, yet the police department apparently failed to recognize that there was a political message inherent in the website.
So if I could sum up your last comment as saying you essentially feel that there should be more independent oversight in the future, is that accurate?
Well, there needs to be more oversight from civilians, and that can be the city manager, that can be the city council. There are a number of ways to do it, but obviously I think we would all agree that that sort of oversight is not necessarily quote-unquote independent. But that oversight, to my mind, would be more than sufficient.
What's next? Now you've issued your report and made your determinations on this issue, so it goes to the Public Safety Committee, but what legal standing does your word have, say, if, for example, the people who were organizing last night DIY felt like they wanted to pursue a civil rights violation lawsuit?
My report has very little standing. My opinion is just my opinion. Generally speaking, my opinion is typically not admissible. Anyone's opinion is not admissible in a court of law except in very narrow circumstances. And the second aspect is my opinion doesn't constitute an admission by the city of Santa Cruz. So as a practical matter, and I think we would all agree, part of what an independent police auditor does is he or she ought to be able to issue reports without a concern that a report would be used as a basis to either defend or sue a department about which the report concerns, because then the report is less independent.
You found that there were no credible allegations or any allegations of misconduct by Santa Cruz Police. Had there been such allegations, how would your investigation have differed from the one you just completed?
Oh, I don't know. I have a feeling I probably would have had to start from scratch. In the state of California, peace officers subject to potential allegations of misconduct have a panoply of rights pursuant to the government code, and none of those rights were adhered to in the first investigation conducted by the deputy chief. So what that would have meant, if it were apparent to me at the outset that there were possibly some significant allegations of misconduct, I probably would have had to start from scratch. So that's one issue. The second thing is I would have had to ensure that the officers' rights were respected in the way that I went forward in conducting the investigation. And then finally, in all likelihood, the report wouldn't have been made public.
Well, Bob, I'm out of questions, so if you have any final thoughts on the matters, I would welcome you to make them.
No, my only comment, and, you know, I think my conclusion lays it out. My deepest desire would be that this is used as an opportunity by everyone, the department, the city, and the community, to learn Where is the line? How should we conduct ourselves in the future? And to be able to work through issues like this in a fashion that is more productive and less confrontational in the future. And that goes for everyone.
All right, Bob Aronson, I appreciate your time out of your busy schedule today to talk with us.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.